didn't need a laptop today.
Still got three microphones off. Actually, if you could move your microphone a bit closer to your chin, and you can move it a bit down, so it's not right from your mouth. That's good. Okay, looks good. Okay.
Actually, that's the first thing. I just sort of did a little sort of brief version of what we have to do.
Interesting stuff, isn't it?
Yes.
For that, I was just copying the one straight over the other document, so it's all.
Okay, yeah. I think that's fine.
Are you seeing it?
Oh, sorry.
And I'm not sure if we need the outline of the prototype. I mean, what we're going to put into that?
Well, just sort of. Well, the thing is, yeah, we're going to be touching on all that during the other part.
Screenshots
and all that.
Yeah.
Well, it's just something that you mentioned in the previous. Like, just to sort of have a prototype together and sort of saying that, you know, we could potentially do that. Which is not something that can.
This could be just some, just describe some screenshots.
Yeah, sure. Like, the thing is, I was thinking, even in the stuff that I was doing, just throw your screenshots in there when you talk about what you're doing.
Yeah, you can even have some weeks.
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, actually, yeah, I have that already in screenshots, but that didn't show up on the screen. So I don't know what it is.
It's a screenshot there. You can have screenshots by the thing, each one on our own. That's just a bunch of different ones.
Anyways, so yeah, it's just a very general structure. I guess from this, we can just call in.
Yeah, I've written the topic segments as well.
Right, cool. So I don't know if there's other stuff that you think should be done to this. I could do that before I'm on the T guys. Otherwise, yeah. Did anyone else want to throw it together? Actually, I can probably still throw it together if you want. Put your parts into this one.
I think Spanish should do it.
Perfectionist.
Yes.
Exactly.
You're going to tell us you're going wrong anyway.
And now I'm going like.
I'm ready.
I don't speak well English, but like. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's up to you if you want to keep going with that. I'm happy to do some as well. I have lots of time tonight. And then we'll send it to me. You can do the final
review.
Yeah. I'll look at it like when my usual working hours are like from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock or something. So
I know, you're always online.
Like,
it always makes me feel bad because when I go to bed at like 1, you're still online. You never go to bed.
It's me. Just leave your computer on.
You pretend always busy. So maybe,
but I'm never online in the morning, so.
Yeah.
I miss that. No one misses.
Yeah.
so.
Okay, so I'll send it off to you, and then.
Yeah, do what you want to do with it first, and
just not intelligent.
Yeah, I'll send it out to you again.
Was there anything else we wanted to add to the timeline? I mean, essentially, was what,
yeah.
You can't see it, or no, no.
Oh,
well, that's
oh,
the original.
Oh, this is the one that. Okay.
Yeah, it's just copied straight up.
Probably want to think about if we want to change our goals and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think one thing that we could probably skip totally is the removing things from the quality of life.
That's what I thought as well. I mean,
are we
actually going to attempt that?
No.
I think that's
too
big.
Yeah.
I think that's gonna be. We don't even know how to approach that.
Yeah. It's a good thing to have to say. What we could have done if we had more time. It's good future work things, and it's getting confusing.
Yeah.
It's final reports. Should have we had more time?
Yeah.
yeah, that's right.
Unless we discover some sort of time warp thing.
Yeah, that's definitely one thing.
So, we should definitely, well, we could probably not put it under this heading, but put it under changes since the initial solicitation.
Yeah.
And say, we decided that the
20s. Or the more important things that we have to do.
Yes,
I can work it out.
We prefer to concentrate on the main. And I think we should probably comment explicitly on the milestones here as well, and say we managed to do.
Yeah, this and this. Or some of them are a bit later or something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we could
even that should have a section.
We haven't got a
prototype, could we?
Yeah.
That's far on target or something.
Yeah.
Well,
it doesn't have to know exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, yeah, I'm not finished, but.
So I've only got 6 days to do the topic statement.
You don't have any SPNL PS on the screen.
And you can say, yeah. We have to say we're still aiming for the development to be complete in March.
Speaking characters, they're supposed to be done already.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 3 days ago.
For one of those, something that you want to change and delete for our list of expectations?
Give me a week and I'll tell you the answer to that.
Wait, should we put a hint that something like that might happen into the document?
Maybe the speaker characterization may get slimmer.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. I really want to do it.
We won't disappear.
It's not going to be difficult. If at least have all the information pop up that is already in the metadata file.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be
more
work.
Yeah, sure.
So it's definitely going to be something there.
Yeah, we won't make it disappear, but we might thin it down a bit.
Yeah.
Well, we might not. Yeah,
we might.
Yeah,
we might turn out even.
The topic segmentation with LC Sagan textiles.
Tuned,
search the parameter space mainly and see what happens.
Yeah, sounds good.
You should probably do another responsibility of packages as well. That's what he hinted that we should also indicate who's responsible for what from now on.
Well, I could probably just copy that straight over the one as well.
That's
essentially the same as well. More detail, specifically.
Well, you could put,
should we, I think, Mike, but things.
We're taking any more of the look at it?
Not
a lot of time to look at that.
Yeah,
We could just
maybe,
make it up.
yeah.
So
We both claim one, you claim the other for the search things, and then we can do that one as a joint claim.
Yeah.
Have you managed any further on that search thing?
I found finally today something that I can build it in, and it I should have something for tomorrow. I should, you know, at least very least have a GUI and wire. I'll be wiring that in hopefully tomorrow morning. So I wanna get something. I wanna see this, I wanna try to get kind of an image in my mind. I wanna see it on the thing and then get a screenshot.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, mine's
just
to reference. Tomorrow as well, so I know you'd send it in the afternoon.
Well,
maybe I can add a few sentences
to
what I'm done.
It doesn't really matter. I mean, you write the sentences first as well. I mean, with the intention that
yeah,
it's
done.
Sometimes it's a bit of a motivating factor too. I mean, you write down the words and the ideas and say, oh, I think I'll do this thing.
Yeah.
How about the underlying data for it? For the inverted file? How's that coming along?
Well, I still like struggling with Java stuff. I think I was wondering about that is I haven't looked at it so much, but if in case now how you can do the like from the extract words that you did, like also in extract timestamps and
easy,
time
yeah,
stamps, is it?
Yeah, we just when he pulls up the segments,
yeah.
Part of that one of the attributes, we do get attributes, you can call them a
okay.
get attributes, it returns a list of attributes, search through those and then just you can that'll tell you what attributes it's got.
Okay.
And then you leave it automatically or you can just hard code and say, look, get we need the timestamp. So you just say get attribute and put I think the method's called get attribute.
Okay.
And it's called start time and end time.
Okay.
And that'll tell you the start times and end times.
Okay.
I think it returns a double.
Okay.
Yeah, that's on the non-write element.
What on the?
The object is a non-write element.
So, have you made another end browser? Is there something
that? There is, but I haven't made a lot of changes to it, so I might just delete what I've done and copy them from yours, because I'm sure you've probably made some changes already.
No, since you've looked at it.
No, since you've tried it. Okay.
But
I
think
Okay. I thought you said that you've written some things that maybe have caused some bugs and that you were kind of fix those on the cam or something.
No.
Oh, okay. All of their stuff out there. Actually, I'm gonna try and minimize the amount of changes in the browser. Anyways, shouldn't be an issue. Actually, just to clarify, last week when we were talking about our search results, like if we have topics as well as transcripts as well as summaries, do we want separate result panes? For each of those, or do we want them all in one pane with like an icon or a different color or something to indicate what type of result they are, so that when they click on that, it's going to go to the relevant thing. Like just if they check all three, say topics, summary, blah, 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 have three different windows come up, or three like sub.
Well, at the moment, is there a window that comes up, or is that a second result pane, or is that window a bit larger?
I thought what we sort of discussed last week was to have itself on the same window. So it'll be on the search window, bottom half of the search window. I don't know if we still want to keep it that way, but that's what it's going to be working on. So it's just like you click those and it just loads up. Yeah, splits that thing into two or three or whatever it is. One, two, three, depending on which ones you check. And then, so if you want to do it that way, like it probably doesn't matter too much. Just trying to think if there's going to be any other issues down the road.
You confuse me. Do you have three separate windows with three separate different types of
results? No, just panes, just result panes.
Okay, not three different.
No. Okay, good. Yeah. So it's just when we click, topics and summaries for what we want to search, then we'll there'll be two result panes.
Yeah.
So
or tabs or something.
They're not really tabs.
Yeah, I quite like the idea of tabs.
But then you can't see all of them at the same time.
But
and
you
it's
wouldn't
just
want
like
to compare the result, the topic, one topic result with one summary result.
Well, it's no, but the thing is, if you're looking, if you check them both, you already see all the results.
If you get results for the same meeting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so the summary and the topic and the transcript.
That's true.
Or we could just put them all into one result pane.
Yeah.
On the same
we could order them by meeting, for example.
Mm. Oh yeah, I guess that's something when you want
to
have this reorder by.
Yeah, well, I mean,
that's the second step.
The first question is, do we want to order them? How do we want to order them in the first place?
Yeah. Yeah, probably by meeting makes most sense. I mean,
yeah.
Essentially they're in time order, so that kind of makes most sense.
Yeah, maybe we should do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Should be easy. No, I don't know. Should be fairly easy, I guess.
Yeah, why don't you just color code those?
Yeah.
The results to.
Sometimes in a case like that, like a run across in other languages, just that it's hard to tell what kind of object it was originally once it's put into like a list box or something. It's hard to tell whether it was a transcript or whatever. And then if we're highlighting something in the transcript window, it may be difficult to get that information back once it's just in a list box, not in a list box.
Yeah, but if you
where is it? It's coming from.
If you do it straight from, you get the result, and then there's some if statement saying it's straight from the rock bottom level saying it's if you found the same way they come right print it.
Right.
As opposed to.
Yeah. It's just like from past experience. There's computer things that happen, and just let you say certain things, and it just kind of. Trying to go to a different window. So if you want to go to the actual highlight of the transcript and highlight the topic. At that point that's sort of where it starts getting a little bit tricky because you're working with an event handler within the one panel or the response, whatever it is. There are ways around it, but whether I'll be able to figure something out like that. So for tomorrow or delegates.
At the moment it works with highlighting in the transcript window, doesn't it? So
I think he was saying that as long as we implement that interface, it should work with anything that we do, like highlighting. Yeah. I think that was he was saying that.
What do you mean it should work with
anything? Wasn't Jonathan saying something like that? I think it was just like as long as we implement one of these interfaces for this particular type of window, we should be able to have that highlighting.
The whole what fills the transcription box and all of these boxes is a special sort of pane made by Knight.
Okay.
I'm not sure what it's called now. And that comes with a whole load of highlighting extras as well.
Okay.
As I say, if you left click on something, for example, it highlights automatically.
Okay.
So maybe it comes with something
clever
as well.
Maybe we should use that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
probably not text painting or something.
Non-text layer.
My school is called non.
Yeah. What's non anyway?
Knight object model.
Okay.
Nice object model. That's what
Okay.
But the removing the disfluencies, have you done anything with that yet? Because I was wondering how we're going to write it back to HTML, XML, if we did the processing, writing it back to HTML.
thought we were just trying to have that as words, like not as XML, just sort of as a blip.
Is that text?
What was that then?
Text file.
Well, transcript, you said. Oh, not transcript. No, because I need all the other data, you want to keep it a transcript.
You will very much limit what you can do with it if it's not in XML.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
There is some bizarre method that puts things back into XML for.
Why do we want it in XML though? I mean, I thought we just selectively write the XML that we've got. So as opposed to.
Oh, select what we want, just take bits of the XML, take certain segments.
Only print out certain segments, the segments that we want. Just selectively. At the moment it prints out all of them.
Yeah.
We'll
just
put an if loop in it.
Yeah.
That leaves out some of the print segments.
Okay.
Yeah. Not store it at all whatsoever.
Okay. That
that's sort of what we're thinking.
But that will mean that you can only do things on because you can do things on word level. So yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, if we're gonna do the XML then fine.
We're not gonna do much more than just look at the room, like the text room with differences, because we're not gonna search it and we're not gonna like listen to it. Since we're not doing the audio thing.
Yeah.
So I guess just displaying it is
it's
right.
Like,
you
don't really need to do much more with it.
No.
Yeah, that's right.
But I think it's like, well, how would we display the like if we do take differences out and just create a text file, take the response to the text file.
It would just be a blur, like a summary. It won't look like, it won't say speaker X says this, speaker Y says that, speaker Z says this.
Unless we extract that out of the file and we create the text file.
Yeah, and then it will look ugly probably because it will look just black and white.
That's true.
Unless you want to start
it's probably the best thing to do.
I don't think it's going to take long to use anyway. It's just another. I mean, these meetings are not endlessly long, it's just words, and to print all of them out. Selectively.
It doesn't want to find it.
Yeah.
And then it just goes through and says if this word equals that, then print.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of if statements.
You can nearly do it together with the transcription, with the original transcription, have them on par. So if certain, if it's a proper word, print it on both panes, and if it's not a proper word, then print it on your one. I mean that's
you probably could actually. That's probably not more difficult. You just think fatten the code out a bit.
Yeah. But then, the good way of doing it not together is that if someone doesn't want to look at the chop file, then you don't ever have to produce it.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can write something like we'll try and do it on the fly and observe if it's going to take too long. If it's going to take long, I'll think about writing it to a file.
Should
just
be
statements.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about probably can use like XSLT to kind of just transform it and flip it into.
What's that?
Just transforms style sheet. It's kind of like there's usually things built in to, well, it should be built into Java to process XML. Like it just creates whatever file it's going to be. It's been a couple of years since I looked at anything like this. That might even be easier. And then that way we could even pre-process it beforehand. I don't know. Well, we don't want to have to do that, right?
Even trying to read it in XML or Java was complicated enough.
Mm-hmm.
I gave up doing that before.
Oh, really?
Could multi back to night stuff because it was much, much, much easier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do it with night stuff. Java, I'm trying to do it, and it's just so complicated.
Okay.
I can't believe it. You have to start defining object models like we might think of things. All bizarre.
I was thinking about trying to talk to, was it Jonathan and Gene? Like just to see what system they use to develop this stuff. Because it would be nice to have all the tools there and just like have the object model and just kind of like plug and play with everything and just to actually use the system at a higher level rather than kind of playing around with a little bit of code and modifying that code and things. So it would be nice to just sort of see what they're doing. So I'll have to try and contact them and see if there's to get things, I don't know, moving at a higher level, I guess. Seems to be more interesting to use it as a real developer.
That's what programming is all about, right?
No, it shouldn't be. It should be higher level, it should be conceptual and, you know, coming up with that, brilliant ideas and then just, you know, bring those to reality.
Yeah, maybe hiring people. Well, I mean, yeah, why don't you put both of those ideas in into that paragraph and say you'll have a look at both or something, if you wanna do it. I personally don't wanna mess with writing files or anything at the moment, I wanna do it superficially.
Like the thing that I was saying there as well, is that once it's done for, you know, one meeting, it's done, it's there, it's a file, the text file or XML or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any difference really either way to me, so. If it's fast enough on the fly, then sure, that's about the only issue I have with on the fly, whether it's fast enough.
Yeah.
Especially.
Especially with Java and it's like crap, if it's loading the file and it's processing.
Well, it has already loaded anyway.
Yeah, it's faster, so, yeah. It's just a full loop, really, it's really fun, yeah.
Whatever, it's out of memory.
Yeah.
So should we all write a letter or two about future work as well?
Yeah, I included the future work in my own section, but I just said, what I've done so far and what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, well, maybe
and
you could
submissions.
I'll work into each.
Yeah,
it,
like
it
here it's what we've done already and then, you know,
might lose a bit of continuity if you do that, that's what I was thinking. And sometimes it's easier to have the topic in the exciting sections so you talk about three characters and three times.
That does make sense, but maybe at the end maybe just a point form of, you know, things that we're still working on, things
goals
like
or something.
Yeah, that's
bullet,
right.
Bullet,
yeah.
Bullet points.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Because if you have a discursive thing here and then another discursive thing there,
yeah,
they're not together, you lose a lot of
So we're all still writing out somebody's sending them to you, you sent it on
or
to me.
She'll just take, she can take it from me. Or
how can
one,
you?
Or no.
What?
I can, yeah, sure, if you want to send them to
I don't know.
Yeah, okay, actually, actually that's a good idea. I'll take
what?
One quick look over, try and get it as good as I think that way.
Yeah.
You stick it together, she'll shine it.
Yeah. And then send it on to us so that we can nod. And correct back any like things that I thought was wrong in English or whatever. It's like no.
So we're changing dialogue back.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. I haven't used my pen. tomorrow with
Oh,
G. Oh, God.